Is dispassion the same as equanimity? Thank you, Ajahn, for the kindness of your generosity and patience. It is different. Dispassion is one, as I mentioned today, dispassion, also sort of viraga, it's the raga is sort of desire, passion, and so it's that settling of passion. It also has a meaning of sort of fading away or fading. Excuse me. Equanimity is a point of a balance, of serenity, of completeness, of unshakability. So on a certain level, dispassion is a causal condition, and equanimity is like a resultant condition. And, you know, of course, that's a bit too black and white, but it has that. And also, equanimity, one is a divine abiding, but then also as a tool and condition for liberation. When the Buddha teaches, say, the seven factors of enlightenment, you start mindfulness, investigation of dhammas, effort, joy, tranquility, concentration or samadhi, and the last one is equanimity. So it's like everything coming into balance. So that's the the function of equanimity is to be able to be everything in balance, everything steady, not shaken by anything, unshakability.